Well, after almost 4 years, they're reopening the large collider in Switzerland, reopening the LHC, and they're going to start smashing protons again at high speed. And so you got, of course, some people worried about this. But yeah, the LHC in Switzerland opening up for business again to do experiments that will hopefully shed more light on the nature of dark matter. They claim that's what their experiments are intended to do. And I think the dark matter is all around us, right, folks? I think it's everywhere. People have gotten so cold and weird lately. And these people who wake up in the morning and it's literally their job to censor somebody off of Facebook or Twitter or whatever who has lost their health to the vaccine, right? Someone who's had heart problems or has been diagnosed with liver disease since taking the shot. And these people who wake up in the morning and it's your job to censor them, your job to get them banned. And then your job to write little posts about how they're just saying it for attention or whatever. You're literally wallpapering over somebody's suffering, over one of your fellow citizens' suffering. And you know what you're doing, and you're taking a decent paycheck to do it. I just don't know how you folks sleep at night. I don't know how you wake up in the morning and look yourselves in the mirror. And I don't know how you sleep at night. And I don't know how you do what you do during the day for a paycheck. I don't know how you do that. And I thank my lucky stars that I'm not you, because you folks are, subhumans. You folks have been subhuman toward the rest of us the last couple of years. And I saw that former President Obama gave a speech the other day at Stanford about how tech companies need to do more to censor quote unquote vaccine misinformation. They need to do more, according to Obama. Well, again, they're already banning people who simply share their own experiences. They're already doing that in a way that feels quite Nazi, right? Here for the last 5 years, old grandmas who support Trumpy have been called Nazis. And this is like actual Nazi behavior. To force a medical experiment on the population. And it's been out now for more than a year. Everybody knows about the vaccine, Obama. Everybody knows about it, Barack. And so he says the tech giants aren't doing enough to censor people like yours truly, to censor actual journalists instead of cheerleaders for this weird, weird experiment they rolled out on the population. It's not working that well, obviously. Because, you get people. A lot of celebrities have caught COVID once or twice after getting all the shots, and they act so grateful. It's like that's a failed product. That's a phone that drops calls. That's a failed product. And the fact that they're grateful instead of straight up angry, as they would about any other product they've bought if it failed them. With this, they're grateful in almost the same words of gratitude from every single one of them. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible, like Twilight Zone stuff. And let's see here. Okay, good. We're still recording. Yeah, it's like Twilight Zone stuff, though. But they're all so grateful that the thing they took completely failed them and didn't protect them. That their words of gratitude in their tweets and stuff are like almost identical, almost word for word. And so anyway, to go back to Barack, he says that tech giants need to do more to censor. Actually says this. Actually says this at Stanford the other day. An earthquake wiping out Northern California would really not be the worst thing, not the worst thing for our society. And our failing culture. And they cheer him. They applaud this again, basically Nazi style speech. They applaud it. And when you actually parse his words, it's really kind of like anti-American stuff, if you can't speak up about your own experience, well, there's a whole industry out there that says, yes, you can. Not to be. You know, no pun intended, but yes, you can. Web3 and all the blockchain stuff is going to completely take over social media because they're just not letting people's experiences be published. And that's not in keeping with the first two decades of the internet, you know? It's not in keeping with how the internet began. It used to be you let everybody have their say, and the popular people rose to the top. And now that very simple process is not even allowed anymore. So yeah, I just don't know where Obama, and for that matter, every other former president, I don't know where they get this boundless energy every morning. Every former president who is still alive has come out wildly in favor of this vaccine and just promotes it nonstop. They all promote it nonstop. And Trumpy is supposed to be such an outsider, and yet he supports it with nearly identical words, his great mRNA experiment. You know, in the future, mRNA is going to be seen the same as thalidomide. It's going to be seen as a complete medical failure. It'll be almost never discussed, unless it's to call out one of the largest catastrophes in modern history. It'll almost never be discussed, and it certainly won't be in use. It won't be in popular use, just as they don't prescribe thalidomide these days because they know how harmful it is. Well, that's going to be the same fate for mRNA, in my humble opinion. Not a doctor, not an MD, not an infectious disease expert, but neither is Obama. Neither is Trumpy. Trump, the real estate developer who can barely tell you all the parts of a cell, right? You know, you have to learn the parts of a cell when you're in seventh or eighth grade, the human cell. He can't even tell you the nucleus from the mitochondria. He doesn't know anything. Trump doesn't know anything. And yet he wildly pushes this mRNA vaccine because he was told to do so. He is 100% one of them, as I've said in many prior episodes at this point. He is 100% one of them. And so I just don't know where this boundless energy comes from to poison your fellow man and your fellow citizen. We now have more data on the vaccines. We know that they're causing a lot of harm. And rather than modify it and put out something better or take it off the market altogether, they're just acting as if this is day one and going with the same marketing sheet from that, you know, that moment in time. It's completely bizarre. It's completely unethical. It's completely disgusting. And again, I don't know how they wake up in the morning with a smile on their face, right? Biden and Obama and everybody else, a smile on their face as they're poisoning their own people. I truly don't get it. And same with the people censoring this story. And, you know, from here, I don't advocate violence, and I won't be a part of it. But just as an analyst and as a researcher, I think 100% civil war, 100% that's coming. And it won't be just in this country. It's going to be like worldwide civil war. But nearly 8 billion people who were forced into the last 2 years of lockdowns and job layoffs and civil rights abuses and straight up lies and straight up fucking bullshit and forced medical experiments or you can't keep your job, forced mRNA injections or you can't go to work and keep your job and keep a roof over your head, go along with the agenda or you can't keep your media job, go along with the narrative or you can't keep your social media platforms, you can't keep your Facebook account, there's going to be a civil war for sure, 100%. And again, I don't advocate for it. I won't lead it. I won't be a part of violence. But that's what's ahead. And they've forced so many people in law enforcement and in the military. They forced so many of these folks to take the vaccines just to keep their jobs. And now they're experiencing blood clots and liver disease at incidence level that's never been seen before in human history. And they tell us now in the media that there's just been a spate a spate of liver disease and death in people in their early 30s, and they claim that's due to pandemic stress. No, people drank a lot throughout most of human history, especially the Middle Ages and colonial times. And based on that information alone, 1.5 years of drinking heavily doesn't typically lead to death or cirrhosis. It can. It doesn't typically lead to cirrhosis. If that were the case, nobody would have survived colonial times. Every time they crossed the ocean, they were drinking constantly. And they weren't drinking, 5% ABV beer and stuff. They weren't drinking beer or little glasses of wine. They were drinking like hard liquor all day long, and then kind of soupy, low alcohol content, mead type beer, various kinds of alcoholic drinks. Because they couldn't even transport clean water across the ocean, right? So they're always, to some extent, drinking alcohol. And no such thing as people dropping dead after a year and a half of drinking a little bit more than usual because they're lonely and stuck at home. That's just not how the human body works. And yet the media are the other people. I don't get it. I don't get how you wake up in the morning and you bullshit the population, right? If you run a website where you make money based on the traffic, reporting on some of these horror stories is good business. People will go to you. It's good business. Not to mention, it's just what a good journalist should do. There's a crisis happening right now, and people are very sick everywhere, and airline pilots are dropping dead of blood clots. They're dropping dead. That's why so many flights are being canceled. And nobody in the media talks about it. Well, you folks are complicit. Complicit, and I don't know how you wake up in the morning, and so on and so forth. But I think what happens, at some level, what happens is that once people realize Trump is one of them, once you realize Trump is 100% some psycho, end times Zionist creep, just some creep owned by the wealthiest families on planet Earth. And if you go back through the old episodes, you can learn all about how the Rothschilds and Soros gave him loans back in the 1980s when one of his casinos was failing. You can hear all about that. And you can download those episodes if you want. So there'll be like a permanent record after I get eventually deplatformed. And that's the reality, is he's one of them. And so people in law enforcement who've been poisoned by the shots, and people in our legal system, right? Judges and prosecutors and stuff. Judges, prosecutors, US Marshals, federal agents, etc. Those that know they've been fucked are desperately hoping that Trumpy will do something. But once you realize Trump is one of them, he's the honeypot they set up. They installed him so that people would feel like they have some hope when he's just one of them. He's the father of this mRNA nightmare. Without Operation Warp Speed, the US would have developed regular vaccines based on attenuated virus, similar to what China and Russia released. And they're not having all the blood clot issues. They're not having all the liver disease. They're not having all the kids with myocarditis. That's a uniquely Western phenomenon. And so I don't know how these folks do this, how they lie to us every day and poison us and throw us out of our jobs if we don't take their fucking discredited poison. I don't know how they wake up in the morning and do this to us. It's been way too long. And so, yeah, as an analyst, I think 100% civil war. It won't just be here. It's going to be everybody who's sick of this versus the absolute Nazis who loaded up on Pfizer stock and then chose to abuse the rest of us. That's what happened. And when the junk gets cleared out, when the dust settles a little bit, the SEC and other federal agencies will be able very easily to just open up their computer laptops in the morning, right? The agents who work with the SEC. These people can just literally open up their computer screen in the morning and see how much Pfizer stock these pieces of shit in DC loaded up on before forcing us all into wearing plastic masks for 2 years, which now they say has been the cause of microplastic contamination. Oh, okay. People's lungs, for the first time ever, they're seeing a significant amount of microplastics lodged in the lungs. And it's because many of these masks are not hospital grade. They're just pieces of cloth made in China, and they dye it blue. They dye it light blue and send it to us and make an incredible profit on it, selling us plastic, microplastic junk and you're inhaling it all day long because they've kept the federal mask mandate for way too long. Way too long. This is just abuse and poisoning of the populace done by a few who literally have their hand in the cookie jar. They loaded up on Pfizer just days before this whole thing started. I mean, the Civil War was started over less. So, you know, and then I try not to make this a personal podcast, but the amount of abuse I still take for reporting on those WikiLeaks emails. WikiLeaks emails that revealed the powerful people in DC are internationalist child traffickers. They traffic children and they sell them to pedophiles. 100% fact. It was in the emails. That's why they ruined Julian Assange's life. So 100% fact. And I still get people who follow me around the internet. If I post something from an account, that's completely unrelated to my business, completely unrelated to my journalism, within literally minutes, someone will post, "Oh, you should all be aware that this is David Seaman, the discredited journalist. Here is his Wikipedia page. He believed in the theory that Hillary Clinton slaughters kids in pizza shops and blah, blah, blah." They've got a whole little statement of facts, a whole made up statement of facts on me that gets posted as a comment within minutes of me going anywhere online. So that's straight up harassment. The gang stalking has switched from people physically coming into my life to people just following me around online everywhere I go. And I'm not sure what the purpose is, because anybody half intelligent, they see that and they go, holy shit, this guy really is being gang stalked because he reported on some pedophile emails in the WikiLeaks. Pedophiles in the WikiLeaks begging each other for walnut sauce and more time in the torture chamber and talking about how sharing a slice of pizza is one of the best days of their life. How do you share a slice of pizza? And why would you share a single slice when you're all millionaires? You know, so whole thing's just too weird. You know, just too weird, folks. You'd think if I got that stuff wrong, you would just leave me alone. I've certainly covered other things since then. I wish some of the stuff I was covering now was the focus, but nobody cares about the stuff being covered now. They all just want to say, "Oh, this is the discredited." No, not discredited at all. I stand by every word of our reporting. I'll link to the newest article on it in the description so people can get caught up. You won't shame me for something I'm not ashamed of at all. I don't know why the world never followed up on that one. I guess because, again, there was all this false hope placed on Trumpy. You know, a lot of good people who would otherwise start to lead aren't leading because they think he's some oppressed opposition leader. When he's not oppressed, he's just down in Florida eating McDonald's and listening to the tall tales of Mike Lindell, great philosopher Mike Lindell of My Pillow fame. So he's just down in Florida eating Mickey D's. And people spin up all these like heroes tales about him, but he's actually just the honeypot. He's actually just one of them. He spent his life in New York City TV studios. Didn't even know how to hold up a Bible. I don't think he's ever shot a weapon in his whole life, this supposed conservative. Again, spent his life in New York City and TV studios, hyping up his real estate stuff and then The Apprentice. And so, you know, once people realize that's what he is, then you're going to have a completely different situation because people within the government are going to say, "Hey, it's not okay to poison us. Not okay to give us this mRNA crap that some nerd who literally is funded by Bill Gates, some nerd who was on a grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, is the one who designed this spike protein shit, the Spikevax. And they brag that he developed it in a single afternoon." I mean, it's like they're just mocking us. Oh, and a single fucking afternoon. Maybe you should spend a little bit more time on it before rolling it out to the whole population.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. Fulcrumnews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.
My fellow Americans, if you have an IRA, 401k, or savings account, things are getting scary out there. The Biden administration has already printed more money in the past 2 years than in the previous 100 years combined. The national debt just hit a record $30 trillion, and inflation is the highest we've seen since 1982. It's only a matter of time before the house of cards comes crashing down.
If you have retirement savings, your money could be at serious risk. Talk to my friends at Gold Co. to see how you can protect your retirement with gold and silver before it's too late. I believe in Gold Co. and owning precious metals so much that we created a special website just for my audience to go to. When you go to www.fulcrumgold.com, I've arranged for my loyal listeners to receive up to $10,000 in free silver when you open an account. This special opportunity is only for my listeners, available through www.fulcrumgold.com. That's www.fulcrumgold.com.